December 6, 2 Timothy 2, all that a son could be. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman that who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15, Revised Standard Version. Paul loved Timothy as his own son in the faith. 1 Timothy 1:2. The great apostle often drew the younger disciple out, questioning him in regard to scripture history, and as they traveled from place to place, he carefully taught him how to do successful work. The affection between Paul and Timothy began with Timothy's conversion, and the tie had strengthened as they had shared the hopes, the perils, and the toils of missionary life until they seemed to be as one. The disparity in their ages and the difference in their characters made their love for each other more earnest. The ardent, zealous, indomitable spirit of Paul found repose and comfort in the mild, yielding, retiring disposition of Timothy. The faithful ministration and tender love of this tried companion had brightened many a dark hour in the apostle's life. All that a son could be to a loved and honored father, the youthful Timothy was to the tried and lonely Paul. Paul loved Timothy because Timothy loved God. His intelligent knowledge of experimental piety and of the truth gave him distinction and influence. The piety and influence of his home life was not of a cheap order, but pure, sensible, and uncorrupted by false sentiments. The Word of God was the rule which guided Timothy. Impressions of the highest possible order were kept before his mind. His home instructors cooperated with God in educating this young man to bear the burdens that were to come upon him at an early age. In his work, Timothy constantly sought Paul's advice and instruction. He did not move from impulse, but exercised consideration and calm thought. The Holy Spirit found in him one who could be molded and fashioned as a temple for the indwelling of the divine presence. As the lessons of the Bible are wrought into the daily life, they have a deep and lasting influence upon the character. These lessons Timothy learned and practiced.